This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There's a renewed push in the U.S. on Thursday from top Democrats to get President Joe Biden to forego his re-election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Sources say former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about his former running mate's campaign, and ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's privately warned the president Democrats might not win the House if he stays in. Congress's top two Democrats have also shown concerns.
Democrats are in a dark place.
And strategist Nathan Daschle says they cannot unite with the president atop the ticket. The Biden campaign rejects reports the president may be softening to the idea of leaving the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to deliver a highly personal speech that he wrote as he accepts his party's nomination for president at the Republican National Convention. That's according to two people familiar with the planned remarks. It's Trump's first speech since he was cut off mid-sentence by gunfire during an assassination attempt at a rally on Saturday. Trump says the shooting has led him to change the speech he'll give on Thursday in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thousands of students armed with sticks and rocks clashed with armed police in Dhaka on Thursday as Bangladesh authorities cut some mobile internet services to quell anti-quota protests that have killed at least 16 people this week. Eyewitness video showed fire breaking out amidst protest and thick smoke rising near an overpass bridge. The nationwide agitation, the biggest since Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was re-elected for a fourth time, is fueled by high unemployment among the youth